Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.
This is John Batchelor, A Rome of One's Own. This is the new book by Emma Southern. The subtitle, The Forgotten Women of the Roman Empire, Forgotten No Longer. Here, Emma tells the story of a Vestal Virgin who sacrificed, her name is Oppia, in 483 BCE, sacrificed by the city of Rome. Why? Because there's been an omen. Who knows what kind? The river flooded, the river drought, a plague, a fire. There's been an omen. And what happens to the Vestal Virgins? How do they use the Vestal Virgins, the centerpiece of the Republic's religious worship? Here Emma explains. It's both bizarre and tribal, and at the same time reveals what Rome represented when it called itself a civilization. Superstition. A Rome of One's Own. Emma Southon to explain.
So they effectively sacrifice her to the gods, but without actually sacrificing her. It's necessary. The way they find out that a Vestal Virgin has lost her virginity and stopped being a virgin is generally that something terrible will happen and there will be signs and omens from the gods. And they need to placate the gods. So they make what is effectively a human sacrifice, but without having to get their own hands dirty because they don't technically like human sacrifice. So they hold a funeral for her where they parade her through the city as though she is already a body. And then they take her to a cave that has been dug out just inside the walls of Rome. And they wall her inside that hole in the ground with some milk, some bread, and an oil lamp. And they leave her in there to either suffocate or starve to death, which is a very slow and very horrible way to kill somebody.
Note here, more of this later.